Father, bless these words in Jesus' name. Turn in your Bibles, please, to Zechariah chapter 2. In verse 8, in the second half of the verse, the Word of God says that he that touches you touches the apple of his eye. He that touches you touches the apple of God's eye. Normally, when we talk about the apple of the eye, we're talking about the pupil, which is the black spot in your eye. But that's not what it's talking about here. In the original language, that word apple is not apple. It should really say, he that touches you touches the little man in God's eye. You're the little man in God's eye. Now, how can I be the little man in God's eye? It's like this. If you look at the reflection in somebody's eye very closely, and you need good light to do this, but sometimes you can't. If you look at the reflection in a person's eye closely, you'll see what they're looking at. You'll see the reflection of the object. So when it says that you're the little man in God's eye, and by the way, even if you're a girl, you're still the little man in God's eye, that means he's looking at you very closely. You have God's undivided attention. That attention does not go away. Doesn't matter if you're at school or asleep or maybe just having dinner with your family. It doesn't matter what you're doing. God's attention is never taken off of you. There is never a time when God looks away from you. He's always looking squarely at you. And you always have his full and complete attention. He's never distracted by something else. He's never too busy for you. As a matter of fact, you are what he is busy with. And so you always have his full attention. Never forget that. Sometimes people pray and they say, God, can you even hear me? Or sometimes they think that God can't see them. Maybe people don't always pay attention to them and they think that God is the same way. God is not like a person. Don't ever think that God is like a person. We look like him, but we're not like him. He's a whole lot different than people are. He's much nicer. He's much kinder. When he says something, you can always trust it. You can't do that with people so much. But with God, you can. He's not like a person. And so, being distracted, being too busy, what have you, doesn't happen with God. God will always give you his full attention. It never goes away from you. And it doesn't matter what you're doing. You always have it. In Hebrews 4:15, the Bible says, God understands how you feel. Why? Because he always gives you his complete attention. He gets it. He knows when you're happy. He knows when you're sad. He does know if something hurts. He knows if something makes you happy. He knows when you had a fight with your friends. He knows when you got in trouble with mom and dad. He always knows how things are going for you, and he knows how it feels. It can be possible for people to think, well, God doesn't really know how I feel because he's God and I'm not. But don't forget, he came to earth as a person. And he was completely a person. And the Bible tells us in Hebrews 4:15 that he underwent the same trials, the same difficulties, temptations. He had the same desires people have. He just never sinned. But everything about him was just like us, except that he's God. So he completely gets it. When you say to God, God, I don't feel so good today, God knows exactly what you mean. And he's very compassionate toward you. When you say to God, God, I'm angry, he knows exactly what you mean. When you say to God, God, they said that and it hurt my feelings, he knows exactly what you mean. Why? Because he's been there. He's experienced it. He knows what it is. God is somebody who knows exactly how you feel. And he's gone through the same things that you have. God was a kid one time. Sometimes we don't think of him that way, but he was. Jesus was a kid. He was born like an ordinary person. He grew up like an ordinary person. He knows what it's like to be a kid. He knows what it's like to have to do what mom and dad tell you to do, even though you don't necessarily want to do what mom and dad tell you to do. He gets that. He understands it. When he says to do something, it's not something he wouldn't have done himself and that he hasn't done himself as a person. He has. He has perfect understanding of all your thoughts. You know how you can talk to somebody and they misunderstand you, and sometimes you feel like everybody misunderstands you? God never misunderstands you. He knows exactly what you mean, exactly what you're thinking. You never have to say, God, no, that's not what I mean. You may have to say that with people, not with God. He always knows what you mean. He always knows why things are taking place. Sometimes people don't realize something. You do something and you wanted to do it, maybe even to bless somebody, but they misunderstood and something bad comes out of it and it turns into a mess. God never has those misunderstandings. You say, God, I did it for this reason. He says, yes, I know. Nothing about you surprises him. Nothing about you surprises him. Sometimes, and this is more adults than kids, I think, sometimes we tend to think, well, if they really only knew, well, God really does only know. We can never say that about God. Well, if he only knew, well, if he only knew what I was really like, if he only knew, if he only saw me when there's nobody looking, because I know what I'm like when nobody's looking, and I know what I'm like when people are looking, and the two aren't always the same. God says, I know. I know exactly. And so with God, he always gets it. Now the Bible says in 1 Peter 3:12 that the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. That's the believer. The eyes of the Lord are looking at you, and his ears are open unto their prayers. In other words, God is listening for you to talk to him. Let me ask you something, especially you young people. Do you ever just talk to God? I hope you do. Talk to him all the time, because he's always waiting to hear from you. Now, he's not going to force you. He's kind. But he wants to know what you're thinking. See, he knows on the one hand, but he wants to hear it from you. Why? Because that builds your relationship to him. That builds your friendship. Imagine if there's somebody, and maybe you know people like this. Maybe you have somebody in school, you sit next to them, but you never really talk to them. You guys know what I'm talking about? Do you have somebody like that? You're sitting next to them, but you never really talk to them. Would you say, this person is my friend? Probably not. You know them. You know who they are. You might have said hi to them. If they dropped the pencil, you might have picked it up for them. But you can never really say they're your friend. Why? Because you never spend any time with them. There's never, you tell me what you think and I'll tell you what I think. You see, God wants you to always tell him what you're thinking because he very much desires to be friends with you. Imagine if the president called you up and said, hey, you want to go out, hang out? You want to go whatever, play Minecraft? Imagine if the president did that. You'd be, oh my God, the president just called me, wants to know if I want to play Minecraft. I bet the game system at the White House is amazing. Well, with God, it's kind of like that. No, he's not necessarily going to play Minecraft with you, even though he's there when you're doing it. But he wants to have that friendship with you. And God is better than any president. He's much kinder. He's much more powerful. The president can do things perhaps, but God can answer prayer. God can do the impossible because he's God. And so you may want to say, okay, God is over there and I'm over here. And God says, no, no, that's not how it works, dear. He says, you can't see me, but I am right there. You can't see me, but you can see the effects of God. Sometimes you can even feel him. You pray and things happen. Sometimes you pray, things happen, and you didn't even expect them to happen. You just prayed. But they happened anyway. Because when you talk to God, you're talking to a real individual. Someone who's actually there. Now, the thing about prayer, and this is something I particularly like, is it says in Revelation 5:8, and also in 8:5 of Revelation, that prayer is mixed with incense. You guys know what incense is? You know what spice is on food? Incense is like spice for the air. You burn it, and it makes all these usually pleasant, sometimes not so much, but usually pleasant smells. It's called incense. People use it sometimes like at Christmas or something. They'll burn incense. And it puts this really nice smell in the air. Well, God receives your prayers when angels bring them to him. And they put them in golden jars. And they mix incense with them. And they burn the incense. And the incense and the prayer rise up before God. God doesn't just hear your prayer. He can also smell your prayer. Because the angels are bringing it to him to inhale your prayers. Now, this is very important. When God does things, he speaks them into being. Okay, Genesis chapter 1, God said, let there be light, and there was light. And so God speaks things into being. Now, what do you got to do to speak? You have to breathe. Right? You speak as breath is leaving through your throat. And then your voice box can make sounds. But you have to exhale. In order to exhale, you have to inhale. God inhales your prayers and speaks out the answers into existence. That makes prayer extremely powerful, extremely effective. You want to get something done? Pray. That'll get things done. Because you're asking the person who can do absolutely anything to do it for you. So that will get things done. So he's always waiting for you to pray. He's always waiting for you to talk to him. And when you pray, you don't just have to pray formal prayers. God bless mommy and daddy. Those are great prayers, but you can pray beyond that also, more than that. You can talk to him. Just like you would talk to your best friend, you can talk to God like that all day long. Sometimes people become lonely because there's nobody there and they don't realize that God is there and he'll talk to you. He'll keep you company. He'll be your friend. I know of people who've spent time, years, with no other people around. And that can be very difficult. But they said God was there. And they had God's company because God was there. Well, God's there for you. It doesn't matter if you're alone in your bedroom, God's there with you. God's even there when you're in the shower. But don't worry, he made you. God's always there. You can't hide from him, but then you don't want to hide from him. He's always there. Because of these things, In 1 Peter 5:7, if you have a care about something, whether in a good way or in a bad way, you care about it because it's important to you, or maybe you care about it because you're a little bit afraid. Whatever it is, whatever the reason, the Bible says, cast it on Him. Cast your cares on Him. What does that mean? Bring Him your cares. What is it you care about? Tell God about it. Bring it to Him. Because He'll take care of it. He cares about you. So whatever you care about, tell God about it. And He'll care about it with you. And when God cares about it, things happen. Maybe there's a friend who's not a Christian, and you want them to be a Christian so they can go to heaven when they die. And you say, God, save my friend. And you really care about that. God, save my friend. I don't want them to go to hell when they die. I want them to go to heaven when they die. Save my friend. And God cares about that. And He cares that it makes a difference to you. If it makes a difference to you, it makes a difference to God. You have to understand that. If it makes a difference to you, it makes a difference to God. Because He's living inside of you. Now, the Bible says that He makes His home in you. Don't ever think that God is far away. He lives inside of you. It's not possible to be closer. Now, the person of God, the part of God that lives inside of you, you could say, is the Holy Spirit. Now, you guys have heard of the Trinity, right? Maybe you have, maybe you haven't. There's something called the Trinity. And what it means is that God shows Himself in three ways. He can show Himself as a Father, He can show Himself as a Son, and He can show Himself as a Holy Spirit. Sometimes people want to say there's three persons. I don't particularly like the word persons for God, because there's only one God. There's not three gods. There's only one God. But He shows Himself in three different ways. Let me give you an example. Let's say that God is a mechanic. Well, if I go to a mechanic with my car, the mechanic will fix my car. That's a very positive thing. But He may not be somebody I really know all that well. But He'll take care of things for me that I go to Him with. Or maybe, just like your dad, that mechanic also has a family. So he has a wife and he has children. And if you go to him, the same person as your dad, well, you're not looking for him to fix your car. But you know that he'll be your dad. You know that he's going to love you. You know that he's going to take care of you. You know that he's going to give you what you need. He knows that sometimes if you need it and you don't necessarily like it, but I think even at your age you understand it's important that sometimes he'll discipline you. You know that he'll give you all the things you need for you to be a healthy, happy person, to grow up well. Well, that's like God also. And then there's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is when God comes inside of you. The part of God, the way God expresses Himself, the way God shows Himself when He interacts with you, when He has conversation with you, whatever, is the Holy Spirit. It's not that the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit are different people. No, they're all the same person. Just like the mechanic and the husband and the dad are the same person, and if he's a husband, he's your best friend. And you know what? The Holy Spirit is your best friend. He's the one who completely understands you because He's living in you. Now, husbands and wives are usually best friends. They get each other. They understand each other. And God's like that too. You see, There's three different ways that he shows himself, just like the same person can be a mechanic, a husband, and a dad. God can at the same time be a father and a son and a Holy Spirit. Still be one person. Well, God living in you is called the Holy Spirit. Completely God. All that God is, Father and Son included. And He's living inside of you. And because He's living inside of you, He cares about you very, very deeply. Because He knows absolutely everything that's happening with you. Stuff you're not even aware of. As a matter of fact, He says He hears your thoughts from afar and your prayers from afar. He knows what you're thinking before you think it. He knows what you'll ask Him before you ask it. And He knows what you're going to do before you do it. And the amazing thing is, He loves you. And He will never stop loving you. See, He's God. That's just the way He is. His eyes are always on you. He's always looking at you. Because He always cares about you. You guys understand? All right, that's it for today.